Back in 2014, I got to introduce you to a couple of very special people in my life, Kay Evans and her mother, Betty Esser. I've known them both since around the time I learned to walk and talk in my hometown of Urbana, Illinois. When I visited in 2014, Betty was celebrating her 100th birthday and Kay threw her a party. I asked Betty what her secret to a long life was. In addition to regular exercise, she told me,
I don't stress with my life. I, as I say, go with the flow. I don't get upset about things, and I think I'm sort of easygoing, and that I don't let things disturb me. The fact that I can't drive anymore, I know I don't have as much independence as I did, but I know that I have somebody that's taking care of me and will get me wherever I need to be, and I just don't worry about things.
That somebody taking care of Betty was her daughter, Kay, who also took care of me, my brothers and sisters, and many of our friends. She ran a home daycare center, becoming a surrogate mom for many Urbana children. When I visited Kay and Betty in 2014, they were together, as they were much of the time.
Actually, she's my best friend, I think. So maybe other than my husband, I guess. I better say.
Well, and you go and you exercise with her as well.
Yeah, we go together, and that's good because it gets me there for sure, too. Yeah. And we go out to eat together. We've traveled. She's traveled a lot with us, too. When she was a little younger, she traveled on her own.
Well, Betty Esser died in 2017 at the age of 102. And sadly, last Saturday, Kay passed away as well at 77 after a battle with cancer. I called up one of Kay's best friends, Diane Marlin, who moved into the house next door to Kay and her husband, Graham, back in 1977.
We were first neighbors, then we became friends, and then we were family. And so they've been our Urbana family for 43 years.
One of the first words that comes to mind when I think of her is selfless, because she always cared so much about other people, and sort of taught me why that was so important.
She was one of the helpers. She was one of the caregivers, and she did. She took care of her family, her mother, her husband, her children, and she took care of other people's children, and she loved them all the same.
Now, Diane Marlin is the mayor of Urbana, and I asked her what she takes with her into that job that she learned from Kay.
I take with me just about everything I do is Kay's part of me. Learning to listen to people, I think you have to be just relentlessly positive if you're going to be in a position like this. And I try to look for the good in everything.
It's sometimes hard to find the right words to say about someone close to you. So I asked about Kay's favorite songs, which included the music of West Side Story. It was the show she saw with her husband, Graham, on their first date. They married in 1966, and Graham is at her funeral today.
Te adoro, Anton.
Te adoro, Maria.
Good night.